Hello, I'm at Construction.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Ruben calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Alma?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Alma? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, I'm fulfilling you.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. We're just following up in regards to your email. I see you sent one earlier today. Is it a good time?
Oh, yeah, I've got like, I'm not going to let you, I don't want to rush you, but I've got like 5 minutes. I have to go to my lecture in school, so I'm trying to do this.
I see. No, I can make it quick. No problem, Alma. I see you were referring the business cards, right?
Yes. Okay, so I know we were having trouble with the website because the fact of it is my dad didn't know, because it's my dad's company, well, soon to be mine, but my dad. So he didn't know that we couldn't have two devices logged in. I was on my phone and he was on his iPhone. So I finally got him to log out and leave that place. I even got him to uninstall it, which is a miracle.
Okay.
But so we fixed that. It's now, it's because I got an email last night. Let me see if I can go. Oh, damn. I got an email last night. I'm looking for it right now as we speak. It was about the business cards, because me, when I was speaking to another lady about it earlier that day, we discussed the fonts. The fonts are like, I was asking if we can change them a little, and then that's when I got the email saying that y'all had sent me one saying that fonts can be changed and sent me some samples, but I never seen them.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a look here. Okay, so it's all under the same email?
Yeah, it should be Alma Herrera 85979.
79 at Gmail, right?
Yes.
I see they've been, well, they sent you the first one originally on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then from there, you know, including the logos.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Then let me see. Okay, so you sent us the one that you wanted?
Yes, I think they said it online. It says it's number one. I don't even know the number.
Like logo one something?
Yeah, it's not logo. It looks like a little house or barn on the side.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yes, that one.
Okay, yeah, I see it. And then they would send it over to the logo team. Uh-huh, go ahead.
I don't know if you look at it. You tell me exactly the truth. No lie, be very bold. Very, very, very awesome. I look at it and it looks good. I like the color. I like the way it looks. It's just, to me, I'm trying to get what he's reaching out to, and more leads that he's getting is older people.
Mm-hmm.
And there is younger people out there that buy houses. My daughter bought her house when she was 23.
Yeah, I know. So, a lot of young people are moving forward too.
Yeah, so it's like I want him. That's why I want to change his website page and his business card and everything in his logos, because I want it to have more something in it to where younger kids see it on Facebook and stuff like they do, and because we know they're all on Facebook and everywhere.
Yeah.
That they see it and they actually, oh, okay, yeah, let's look at it and let's call him. He's not only an old man, he actually knows what he's doing, and he knows something about being online when he don't.
Yeah.
But so that's what my thing is with it, trying to make it pop more, trying to show more in him. And to me, the fonts on it, they're kind of plain.
Okay. The actual font itself?
Yeah. Like, it looks good like that on top and bottom. It's just the actual font itself, like you said. The letters to me look so, I'm sorry, but they look so plain.
Oh, that's fine. That's very appropriate feedback. We want to get on the same page, right? So,
yeah.
By all means, let me go ahead and just check what happened here. Okay, so they said they improved the font.
But, yeah, and I couldn't see it. Like, I looked, and I tried to click on it and see it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, I want to send it over, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, so I just texted that over. I can email it too.
Just please. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing because I seen it on there that they put do not, that it only need to see it.
Not really.
Because the one you sent, it's like, let's see, hold on. Yeah, because this is kind of like a surprise to him.
Okay. No,
it's because he finally letting go. He was right, micromanaging me until I told him, look, that it's not going to work if you don't trust me. Let me do this.
It's a step for him, too. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you have a business, you want to pass it on, you know, to your people, right? Make sure that it's in good hands. So,
it's going to be mine. He's going to give it to me.
Mm-hmm,
because
absolutely.
He was trying to give it to my brothers, but my brothers, they don't like painting. They don't like a lot of that stuff. So he says, look, you like it, and your husband knows what he's doing, so I'm giving it to y'all.
I know. I mean, as long as you're showing him, you know, that you're passionate about it, right?
Like he sees, I say, hey.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's going to be, you know, very good, right? Very good for you at the end of the day. Making these adjustments, making it more attractive, that's going to give you more business, right? So that's going to get the, you know, everything flowing. So let me see. I'm just going to reply to the actual email again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then just... Okay. So I included a link for business cards, right, for different designs.
Yeah, I seen that one yesterday. But when I went to go look, it would just let me look, and I couldn't click on it or nothing.
Couldn't click on any other cards?
No. Like right now, I'm here and I'm trying. I'm on it and I'm. Yeah, I click on it and it's just, no, it pops up, but then it goes away.
It doesn't mean really that you click on it. Okay, I see. Yeah, it's more of a hover version.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll definitely bring that up to management so they can fix it. Of course, like we said, the business cards are at no cost. We can basically make any changes on the business cards. This is just a base, right? So we.
Okay.
Uh-huh. In case you want to choose one, you can let us know. We can reply to that email.
That was that one that I thought those were the only ones we can choose. But that one, actually, I like it. It's okay. It's just the font to me.
On the business card, you mean, or the logo?
The business card. The logo the logo. Because isn't the logo going onto his business card?
Yes. The logo is going to go to the business card. Uh-huh. But you know that the business card, you know that it has a different font, right, than the actual logo.
No, I didn't see that one. I'm actually looking now to see. Please make sure all your devices locked in. So the one you sent me, I just got it. It shows, the font and stuff on it. It looks the same as the actual logo, I guess.
Okay, but do you mean, are you looking at the business cards?
No, I haven't got those yet.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Looking at the logo. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they said, I think they sent an email asking a question about the information on it. They were saying something about I wanted them to get a, here it is. In regards to contacting provided my name, and I have the phone number I'm going to give you, and it says the email, would you like to detail add directly to the logo, or would you like it preferred on digital card? Digital card's not going to do no good because he doesn't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, you basically, it's the design to print them out, right? Cause that's what it is. But, yeah, I mean, like we said, in regards to the logo for the font, in regards to the font, we can definitely look into, you know, different fonts, right? Look at them together, or we can get an idea of more or less what we're looking for, so we can hit it on the spot, right?
Yeah, that's cute. Like, I like the way it looks, so I'm sure I'm open to whatever y'all, it's just not something so plain. I give it to y'all in your hands. Just not something so plain, right? Something that y'all would think that pops out to the younger crowd.
Okay.
Because I talked to someone yesterday, and the way she sounded about the website, she was way excited. And she's like, look, I haven't had these kind of websites in a minute. So she was like, I like it, thank you. And I told her the same thing, put your own input, what you think and what you don't. And I give her permission to change a little bit because I know they're going to send it to me first. And she was saying the same thing like I did. It's the fonts are too plain if we're trying to get like both groups of people, both ages.
Yeah, I can send this out to our design team, right? Send it out to our design team. Have them, you know, think about different fonts, do some searching, and we can, you know, come back to you with some new ideas.
Thank you. And what are they talking about, the digital? Like, is there anything digital is not going to do good for him?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's why we're trying to put in also on the business card, like we told them to put both of our informations and to put the QR code.
Okay.
Because that way it's easier for his older customer and his younger to just scan it and that's it. But the way I was like, what do they mean by all of that?
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, I mean, in regards to the business card, we can add one or even two QR codes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you want one to send them to the website and the other one to send them to, you know, Google or Facebook or any other platform,
mm-hmm.
right? That's, we can do both.
Okay.
But on the business card, you know, like I said, we can make any adjustments to the design, let's say, but when they say digital card, it's basically a design that you can send over to your printer and, you know, print them out and have them physically. Right,
I think they did send it because I think that's actually on my phone. Let me see. Because I went to go look at my contacts and my phone updated. And yeah, I have it right here. It says it. No wonder. I was like, what the heck? And I was sad my dad wasn't explaining it right to me. And he's like, you sent me a square box and all kinds of little dots. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I see.
He goes, I don't know how to mess with that. Why you send me? I'm like, what are you talking about? Now I know why. Okay, yeah. That is pretty cute. I like that. So that way it's easier for them to get in contact who they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, but do you, like, the business card, he wanted to incorporate something about a saying, too. Like, he wants to tell the customers, hey, look, we treat you like family or we stuff like that.
Okay.
If they can do that. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's a lot, and I would say, what it can you, like, so it won't mix it up both, because I know QR codes are not that small for them to do and add it on and have both of us on the same side. Would it be best to, like, do it on both sides? Like, him
so.
On one side and me on the other?
Yeah. I mean, I would say you can put the QR codes on one side. Right, and I mean, you can even put the QR codes and the actual slogan, the tagline,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the same spot, let's say, and on the other spot, you can put the rest of the information, right, including the logo. I mean, we can find a way. We can find a way.
How do you think it would be okay, like, or they could do it to where, like, say one side is with my information and what I do or in my like my QR code and on the other side his, so that way, I mean, they can separate it. Look, oh, this is how to get a hold of them and make appointments, and this is how the actual work is. Ooh, get a hold of the actual worker.
Uh-huh. We can do that, too. Right?
I think that way would be better.
Okay.
I don't want to confuse them.
One QR code, and
mm-hmm.
well, for you and one for his, on his side, right?
Yes, sir.
And on,
yes.
on his side, you want a little slogan that says, we treat you like family.
Yeah.
Because okay.
it's like, yeah, we do, because that, like, we know how it is. So we look at them and think, no, it's our, it's like if it was us.
Yeah. People love that. I mean, at the end of
mm-hmm.
the day, people want, right? They want to make
yeah.
sure that they're treated fairly. So it's definitely
yeah,
something we like. Absolutely. On your end, we're gonna put the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying I was looking at it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So on your side, you know, what information are we going to put exactly, or did you send that over?
No, that's what I was waiting for. No, the information, it's mostly on there. The only thing that I was missing is the phone number, because I'm trying to get an Alabama number, but I'm going to get that to the end. That should be getting in about a few minutes. Because I'm in Illinois, and I know a bunch of the customers over there don't want to answer because of its Illinois address. They're thinking, hey, it's the telemarketer or something.
Yeah, no, that's smart. That's how people think about you know, phone numbers that are different.
Yeah.
So.
I would like my name, my email. I'm gonna put the phone number, something you like the QR code. I'm actually not. I mean, I'm his daughter. I mean, that's fine with them. If it's, I don't know, something like that, they'd incorporate that. Also, I'm in charge of the website and stuff, like management scheduling. So I guess my assistant or manager, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What's my title?
Yeah.
Everything's like for the dirty work, but don't even finish that, because he makes me go do that too sometimes.
I see. Yeah, I mean, in regards to the, we can create a section, let's say, on your website, on the About Us section, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, we have a section that talks about him and a section that talks about you. And we can,
yeah, that's what I was telling him. I said, Dad, do you know that you can post something saying how you started this, what brought you to Alabama, how you started the website, why? I told him, you can even do a video and sit there and talk to them and tell them, so they can sit there and look and say, okay. Like, I already started a little bit. He's at a job site now, and I had got him to do me FaceTime, so as we're FaceTiming, I'm screen recording it, so I'm like,
You're getting there. Yeah, he's coming over a little bit at a time.
Yeah. No, he won't believe it, because that man just learned how to copy and paste. So, no.
I'm glad you're helping him out right at the end of the day.
That's
all we can do. But... yeah, I mean, you can consider that if you want to, you know, create a rough draft, or, you know, I can help you with an AI, you know, with AI, you can create a little story too. You just put the little prompts in on more or less, you know, what you want it to include. I mean, you can send me a little email with that information. Just add that it's going to Ruben, so they can just forward that over to me. I can help you create one, and we can add your pictures, and just make sure we give your customer an introduction to who they're going to be working with.
So they can, like, feel a little bit more comfortable, I think, and a little more at ease to say, okay, let's hire them.
100%. When it's a big project, you know, people look at everything, right, all the little things. So it's definitely something we can include.
Okay. As soon as I get a chance, because, like, I'm a little late to class. I'm putting
sorry.
I'm actually going to school now that I've started messing with his page. I give you a lot of thanks, because I was going to school for business management, because I used to run, like, nothing but restaurants. I've been managers where I go and start the restaurants and get them up and running, then I go to the next one.
Okay.
And now that I'm messing with your page and stuff, and his page, I mean, and I actually like it. And nowadays, like, I tell him, everything is online. They're shutting down stores to be online.
That's the reality of where we're standing, so we got to adjust.
What I told my dad. So I'm like, no, I told him, I said, I'm nesting with him and stuff. I think I'm changing my degree next month. My degree is going to geographic web design.
It's going to be your business at the end of the day, right? So you want to be on top of it. That's excellent. That's good. That's good for business. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I want to be one of those owners that, okay, I put hands on and everything. Like, that's it. I go and I know how to do siding and all that. And so I want to be known and acknowledgeable with everything I'm doing.
Perfection, you know, brings in a lot of good things, right? So, you know, it's effort. It's effort what you're putting in. So it's definitely going to pay off. It's just making sure we get it in the best shape possible. So we're here to help. Anything you need, you let us know.
Well, like, I give you very much thanks for everything and for letting and having patience with my father, because I know he's really hard. But, yes, I appreciate it, and I will give you an email as soon as I get out of class and I look at the stuff and let you know. But, yeah, so far, I put it this way. You go with your design, and I trust you, and I'm going to look. We'll change little tweaks here and there.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. We'll keep in touch, all right? I'll keep a lookout.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the time, Mama. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.